Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. If you're looking for a group that definitely has a true passion for music, I think you will have to look no further than Sweet Diesel Jenkins. We actually have Greg Fulton of the group on with us today to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him and the group to be able to share their own love of music with the world. If you haven't heard music from the group before, we have that covered for you guys as well. Greg, hello to you and welcome to the show.
Hey. Glad to be here.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Greg, congratulations to you again, and of course also the music that the Sweet Diesel has been able to make. So, you know, let's start there. What has it been like for you, Greg, to be able to see the way that people are responding to the music?
It's been all positive. I mean, I enjoy the fact that the Sweet Diesel formula is we basically take music that people know and love. Everybody knows these songs. Doesn't matter what demographic or what ethnicity you are. If you were born in America around a certain time period and watched MTV, then you know these songs.
Right.
And what we do is to keep it, you know, entertaining, is I just tend to take different songs and mash them together and make one master arrangement. And people seem to love it. They seem to have a good time.
Well, you know, in order to do what you do, and I think anyone who's listened to this conversation, Greg, would agree with this, you have to have a true love and knowledge of music yourself, because in order for you to be able to pull from these various forms, you know, to be able to bring it together, you have to be a student of music. Have you always been a person who's been in love with music?
I've played music, well, let's start back when I was a little guy. My mom sang, my grandpa played guitar, my uncle was a musician. So it's always been around, you know, but I didn't really start playing music until, I want to say, high school, when I was maybe like about 15 or 16. But, you know, I always had that, like you say, love of music, of listening to, whether it was R&B, blues, and then, you know, my uncle was a Vietnam vet, and he would play us all kinds of, like, Johnny Winter and Aerosmith and Led Zeppelin and all that kind of stuff. So it was always around me. All I had to do was just, you know, select what I wanted and what I liked, and I liked a little bit of everything. So it's been a long journey, and music has been in my life since as far back as I can remember.
Yeah. Isn't that the great thing about music, Greg, is that it seems to cross all lines. Music is one of those things that definitely has a way of bringing people together. Has that also been your experience?
Yes, I will agree. I think music is the one thing that can be or has been the soundtrack of people's lives. People hear songs and they can remember what they were doing that period of their lives, or where they were, or what job they were working, or, you know, when they fell in love, or when they were getting a divorce, or, you know, this certain person's album helped them through a rough time in a relationship. Or, I mean, it's just music. Music is so many things to so many people.
And I think it's because of that people then are able to gravitate to music, you know, in so many different forms. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Greg Fulton of the group Sweet Diesel Jenkins. We're talking to him not only about the group's formula for making music, but also what it's been like for him to be able to have music in his own life. So, you know, because you grew up around music, Greg, did you have an idea that this would someday would be your life, that your life would actually revolve around music?
I think that came later, like I said, when I was in high school, because I started playing the trumpet in ninth grade, and it was okay, you know, in marches, high school marching band, but I secretly always wanted to play drums, and my mom couldn't afford a drum set, so she got me a guitar, and I started learning, you know, songs out of, like, different song books and stuff, and I went to school. And we had, you know, because I was in the concert band at school playing trumpet, we had rehearsal rooms, and there was a band that used to play regularly, like guitars and bass guitar and drums or whatever, and they would play whatever was the popular music of the day. So I said, well, let me try. And they let me jam with those guys, and I saw the girls go, ooh, he can play guitar. I was like, ah, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do.
Hey, there's definitely nothing like motivation, right, Greg?
This is true. It was like, I found my calling.
There you go. And now the world is able to get it as well. And you're sharing it in various venues. You talked about, you know, the live experience of people being able to see what you do. But now, of course, mm-hmm. thanks to the Internet, we're able to connect in a way that I don't think many people 20 years ago would have ever expected. You know, you guys have your own Facebook fan page. We'll be giving that out a little bit later, but it's just facebook.com/sweetdieseljenkins. But then also you are on Twitter. You tweet quite a bit at @gfultone. You know, talk to us about that experience, to have people you've never met being able to tell you not only how much they enjoy the music, but also how much they love what you guys are doing.
I think it is. It's extremely flattering, and it is very heartfelt, because it's like the whole world is your audience now.
Yeah.
And at any point in time, people can reach you personally and say, I really like what you do, or, you know, every once in a while I'll get something that's a little not so great, but that's fine. I mean, it's never malicious and vicious. But I enjoy the fact that people can reach you from anywhere on the planet and say, I like what you do. 20 years ago, I don't think that was going on very much. I mean, not think about it. Before, when I first started playing music professionally and traveling and touring, I was 19 years old. And there was no Internet. There was no YouTube. There was no iTunes or whatever. Now, everything is digital, and in the click of a button, you can send music within seconds around the globe. That is beautiful.
Right.
That means that anybody anywhere, even in some remote country, if they like what you're doing or they stumble onto your YouTube video, they can like it, and then they can research, how can I get in touch with this person? So I think it's beautiful.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I think that brings us now to the single that our listeners are about to be able to enjoy. I mean, I've always been, you mentioned Aerosmith. I've always been an Aerosmith fan, a Bon Jovi fan, definitely. How did this, the idea come about to be able to do You Give Love a Bad Name, Greg?
Well, actually, I love that album, personally, Slippery When Wet. Okay, that was a hot album for back in the day. And, you know, because it still gets played, whether it's in commercials or classic rock or wherever, you still hear those songs.
Right.
It started out as a joke. The whole thing with Sweet Diesel Jenkins is it started out as a side project for me that I was just going to do to have fun. And it just snowballed into something else. And before you know it, we start recording songs, and we started shooting videos for songs, and people started responding, and here we are. That was just one of the songs that I liked a lot was You Give Love a Bad Name.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those songs that a lot of people like, and if you guys have not heard it by Sweet Diesel Jenkins, here is your chance. Here is You Give Love a Bad Name. You guys stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
am the one who will dance on the floor in the round.
Would you give love a bad name? And as you heard Greg say earlier, they love to be able to merge various sounds together, and you definitely hear it in that. Okay, Greg, so let me – I normally don't put myself on the spot like this. Well, I'm going to try to figure it out. Oh, my listeners in Mississippi are going to love this. Okay, so here's the thing. All right, so you give love a bad name. We mentioned that earlier. Of course, people know that from Bon Jovi. Also, there's Baby Got Back, a little bit of that in there, right? Okay, mm-hmm. And then also a little Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, so see, yeah. So, okay, that didn't do too bad. Now, don't ask me who sings Baby Got Back, because I don't know. But I do know.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay, I definitely would have got that wrong. Okay, so, all right. But I knew the song. Okay, so let's talk about that, because you're not only bringing together these various styles, you're bringing together these different eras together in music too. Mm-hmm. Do you see what Sweet Diesel is doing? And I hadn't thought about it until I actually just played the song again. Do you see that you guys are creating what we call conversation pieces, where people can do what I just did, say, hey, you know, what songs, you know, that you guys hear in there?
Yeah. Are you asking me?
Definitely. I was asking you.
Well, you named all the songs. It was Bon Jovi. You Give Love a Bad Name, Smash with Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot, and Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So how do you decide, or does it just come to you, what songs you want to kind of bring together?
Some of it just comes to me. Most of it just comes to me. Here's what happens. Usually I find the main song, the main riff or the main song that I like, and then I can just sit and I can just hum and listen, and then I'll say, okay, I can match this with this or that with that. And some things work and some things don't, and I just hone it until I get it where it's smooth. And that's how I come up with the formula.
So do you think what you have been able to do is really, I think, a great example for not only other recording artists, but also anybody who's interested in being in the arts, about the importance of being able to put your own stamp on whatever it is that you're doing?
Yes. Even though we're doing material or renditions of other people's music, what we're doing is putting our own stamp. It's no different than when, you know, say somebody like a Puff Daddy or somebody takes a very popular single, and he'll take it and he'll remix it. It's the same thing. It's not a new thing. It's not a brand new thing. DJs have been doing it for years. It's just that I wanted to do it in a live band format. where we take popular songs, mix and mash them up, and this is what we come up with. And it seems to be enjoyed by lots of people. Wherever we play, the crowd just loves it.
Yeah, well, I can see why. I mean, you know, I think, you know, it definitely is fun, and who doesn't like mm-hmm. music that's fun? But also, I think, you know, it's something that is creative, and I think, you know, that kind of goes with the art. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live. Greg Fulton has been our guest, Sweet Diesel Jenkins. Greg, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and the group, as well as find out what's coming up next for you guys?
Well, all they have to do is go to our Facebook like page, which is www.facebook.com/sweetdiesel, spelled D-I-E-Z-E-L, Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. They can also find us on YouTube, and that will be the best way.
Okay. So definitely do that, and we actually tagged your Facebook page on our page, Greg, to make it easier for them with the link to this conversation, so they'll be able to find it on our page too, just at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Greg, congratulations to you guys, and, you know, congratulations on being able to find your passion and to pursue that passion and to have it pay off for you and for being an inspiration to other people. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation, and we did see that some of you guys did come in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.